As Cloverdale Traditional School celebrated Black Excellence Day January 15, several guest speakers shared stories with hundreds of students. Five speakers, RCMP Inspector Veronica Fox, RCMP Corporal George Amoko, RCMP Corporal Berthier Kiobella, RCMP Constable Dwight Martin, and artist Jason Bempong, took to the mic to share their personal stories and to inspire the kids. Fox, an officer in charge of community programs with the Coquitlam RCMP, shared her personal story of growing up in the Lower Mainland and some of the difficulties she faced. She also shared the story of her grandfather, Signalman Clyde Griffith. He was a soldier who served Canada in World War II, yet the service of Canadians like Griffith have traditionally not been acknowledged in the way other soldiers have been. Fox added it's important to talk about the contributions, both current and historical, that Black Canadians have had in building the country. There are many lessons of courage, dedication, fortitude, and grit that we can all learn from, she said. These stories have not been highlighted in the past, so it is vital that we ensure they are preserved for tomorrow by sharing them today. Fox said it's also important to show students there are a lot of opportunities available to them and they can obtain a job in whatever field they are interested in. They just have to work for it and put in the effort. She was thankful to Cloverdale Traditional School for putting on the event. It really means a lot to see what the students are getting, in terms of a fulsome education, and other aspects that may or may not be included in the school curriculum, she said. Some of the kids were dancing on their way out and it just opens their eyes to a different culture than their own and it sticks with them. Martin, a constable with the Burnaby RCMP, said it's important for students to see people who look like them in professional roles as it allows children to envision themselves in those roles. Martin added that multiculturalism is an interwoven fabric that binds Canada together. A lot of communities within Canada don't necessarily represent the multicultural idealistic views that people should have, he explained. So coming to events like this shows the children that they can aspire to be anything they want to be, a doctor, a lawyer, a police officer, a firefighter. There are people that look like them in these jobs. It's good to be here to display that to the kids. Martin said he understands the significance of what Black Excellence Day represents. He said it offers a chance to reveal a past that often leaves Canadian Black history overlooked. It's important to know where we've come from in order to know where we are going, and Black Excellence Day provides us with the space to acknowledge the contributions Black Canadians made despite the many obstacles they faced. Amoko, a federal RCMP cyber and financial investigator, said he decided to join the event as a speaker to help build on the great work that was done at the inaugural Cloverdale Traditional School Black Excellence Day in 2024. As a young minority boy growing up in Surrey, I didn't see many officers that looked like me, Amoko said. If I can inspire a young mind, especially one from a minority group, to see that it's possible for them to become anything they want, then I have made a difference in giving back to our community. Bempong, a Ghanaian-born interdisciplinary artist, said he was honored to be able to speak to the school kids. He told them he connects with people through art and encouraged them to do the same. If you want to express yourself in a way that you might not have the words for, it's always good to put it into a healthy form, he said. For me, I dance, and I make clothing, and I draw. Bempong said when he was growing up, he always transformed his emotions into art. When I was happy, I would draw. When I was sad, I would draw. As part of the way he connects with people, Bempong performed a dance for the kids and elevated the Cloverdale Traditional School students into raucous cheers with his adroit dance moves. Afterwards, Bempong was mobbed by autograph-seeking students. Shana Vanderark, a member of the school's PAC, organized the event. She said diversity and inclusion are some of the key foundations of early education. Celebrations and acknowledgments such as Black Excellence Day in Canada not only offer a look into Black Canadian history, but also promote empathy and compassion to cultural sensitivities. The day allowed for students to wear black shirts, instead of their uniforms, to school. The school gym was set up with storyboards of famous Black Canadians. The Anti-Racism Coalition of Vancouver hosted the inaugural Black Shirt Day in 2021. Then in 2022, the BC provincial government proclaimed the inaugural Black Excellence Day. The event was the second annual for Cloverdale Traditional School.